Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Sanhedrin Chaf Ches, Sanhedrin 28b, pagination is 56. We'll start counting up from the wide lines, two lines above it. The second half of the line, Omar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Rabba Bar Bar Chana said as follows, regarding a person's wife, but only in the status of Arusa. So we have a general rule, which is mentioned on today's daf, actually, a little bit higher on the page. Isha kebaila, a woman, is like her husband. Whenever we have levels of relationship, and you're saying testimony, so the same relationship in that the husband would be related, a son-in-law, so a daughter-in-law, if she has a court case, it's going to be the same relationship. Isha kebaila, a woman and her husband, are on the same status. We have a concept, a common phrase, isha ishto kegufo. A woman is like a person, himself. And that gives us pause when we start thinking, could a person say testimony about his wife's endeavors? So if they are truly married, meaning the level of nesuin, that the entire chuppah, chasna, sheva brachas, after regular marriage, so there's no question that they can't say testimony in such a case. Husband can't say about his wife. But our Gemara is going to entertain the possibility of him saying testimony for his wife when she is only an arusa. What is an arusa? We think back to the topics of Kiddushin, and we remember that it used to be they actually separated the two acts. One act is giving the ring, for example, kesef, shtar, to marry the woman. It could be done with bia too, but he's only doing arusin. The fancy word is betrothed. It's not yet a real marriage in terms of them being able to live together as husband and wife, but it is a full-fledged marriage in terms of them being committed to one another, and she's considered a married woman as far as relationships to anybody else goes. If someone else would give her a ring now with harayat, it would be irrelevant because she's already married. So in this time period, this situation, which could be a year, it could be longer, shorter, the status of an arusa, could a husband say testimony regarding his wife's property? So Rabba Bar Bar Chana says, Meid Adam Leishto Arusa. You could say such testimony. Amar Ravina. Ravina said, Lo amran ela la'afuke mina. If it's to her detriment, that's what they were talking about. You could say such testimony. Aval le'iyule la lo mehemen. But to get her things, that you're not believed. Even if you were to say that they're not related, but he has a vested interest, because anything that's her property is going to be his any day now when they actually consummate the marriage with Nisuin, with the Chuppah, with the Yichud, etc. Says the Gemara, interesting distinction, you're telling me, regarding an Arusa and regarding what type of case it is. Velohi, but none of that is true. Lo shana la'afuke, lo shana la'ayule, lo mehemen. Doesn't matter what the case is, a man may not say testimony about his wife, even though they only have arusa relationship thus far, but he is the husband, and there's no ability to say testimony once he's the husband. My daitich, what are you thinking? Kedomer Rebchia Bar Ami Mishmei De'ula, there's a statement that was made. Ishto arusa, when a man has an arusa, and they haven't consummated yet, their husband and wife, but only of the arusa status. Lo onein, he's not considered an onen if she would die at that point. V'lo metamela, and he being a kohen would not be able to become tamei in order to help bury her. Her relatives would take care of it. V'chein hi lo onenes v'lo metamela, and she likewise is not going to be an onen for his passing if he was the one to die. The statement here mentions Toma, but Rashi points it out that Toma is not really relevant. It's just brought like to make everything even as an expression, because a woman, even a Kohenes, is not included in the prohibition of not becoming Tamei. Mesa eino yarsha. She dies, he does not inherit her, because they only had an arusa relationship. So you see that they are not related. If she would die, he doesn't inherit. They're not related. Says the Gemara, I understand your question. This is daitich, this is on your mind. But nevertheless, testimony he's not allowed to give. Over there, it has to do with being a relative. Akati lav she'erohi. They have not yet consummated, and therefore the level of relationship is not yet there. But this has to do, testimony, with whether a person is close in mind. V'ha'ikarva daite ligaba, and certainly the mind is close to her, and he would not be able to say testimony. The Rama mentions, what about Shidduchim of our time, where we don't do the act of Kiddushin, and she's not considered an Eishes Ish, but they are engaged, they have made a statement of intent to get married. And the Rama says, technically he could still say testimony in reference to her. However, if it's a financial issue, efshar denogea bedover, the Beis Din will have to assess, because it is possible that he has a vested interest in the court case, because the money becomes hers, then becomes his on some level, to be able to use it at least, and therefore the Beis Din may not be willing to accept his testimony. But it's not an intrinsic, automatic type of thing. Similar, like we mentioned at the end of the last session, Ohev en Sone, where Lo Nech Shedu Yisrael Al Kach, we're not suspect that people are going to lie in testimony because they like or dislike somebody. But Beis Din has to take it into account. If they get the impression that something's going on, even if the person is otherwise a perfectly observant Jew, if they get the impression that things aren't right, they will have to deal with it. And here also, the chosen, the engaged person, if it's not arus, there's no actual kiddushin, it still is possible that there are cases that he would be able to say testimony regarding the Kala. Yashikoach, thank you for joining.